This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Hello and welcome to this Stockbox interview with Kavango Resources, where we welcome the CEO, Michael Foster, and the non-executive director, Mike Moles. Hello, both. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for joining us today on Stockbox. Now, Michael, if I can start with you. So the company today has released an RNS where you announce a placing to raise £2 million. Now, that's a large sum of money. And investors will no doubt want to know that it's being spent well, and indeed on what. I notice in the RNS you state that you're very pleased as the company enters an exciting phase. So can you tell us why you're so pleased and talk us through what we can expect to see happening in the coming 6 weeks?
Yes. Well, look, we've got a big program, as Mike will no doubt tell you about in a minute, but we went to the market and we got a very good reception. Obviously, over the last 6 months, the company sort of progressed quite a lot in terms of the projects and how they've advanced. And in order to take them to the next stage, where we'll do a lot of drilling on the Kalahari Suture Zone, you know, we needed to go back to the market and get some funds. So the reception was extremely good. It was oversubscribed. Mm-hmm. And we were able to do it at 2.5p, which I think was a fair price. There's a warrant attached at 4.25, which is a 30-month term. So yeah, we were very pleased with that.
So you're very pleased. Yes, it's a large sum of money. So and how do you plan to deploy it? Where's it going to be spent?
Well, most of that is going to be spent on the Kalahari Suture Zone, where we're going to be doing this drilling. A certain amount will also be spent on the Kalahari Copper Belt, which we think is an interesting area, and we're expanding in that area, as we've said in the past. But the large percent will be on a drilling program on the Kalahari Suture Zone. It's a large area, so $2 million will allow us to move fairly quickly and do a substantial amount of drilling. Yeah, that's very exciting.
So some drilling on the Kalahari Suture Zone. Okay, that sounds good. Now, you also mentioned, and Mike, if I can come to you on this one, the RNS mentions large loop electromagnetic surveys on the Kalahari Suture Zone project. So can you describe what a large loop survey is and how it works?
Yeah, sure. I think I just need to go back a little bit before we describe this type of survey. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Kalahari Suture Zone project is looking for what they call magmatic sulfide deposits. And these are fairly deeply buried beneath Kalahari sand. And of course, that's what makes the project so attractive, I suppose, because the fact that you can't see any of the rocks means that nobody has been able to find it before, and we are using high-tech surveys in order to do the exploration. So we have to use geophysical methods to identify what the rocks look like, and the magmatic salt tend to be hosted in mafic intrusions, which have been placed into the sedimentary rocks beneath the surface. So in order to target our drilling, we needed, first of all, to understand the shape of these intrusions, and deposit is formed by a molten sulfide liquid that gravitates down towards the bottom of the intrusion. And so we need to find exactly where to place our to target our drilling. And we don't want to just sort of go off and start drilling wildly, because a lot of this drilling is going to be quite deep, 400, 500 meters depth in places. And that can be very expensive if you just sort of go wildcat drilling. So you need to pinpoint your target very, very carefully. The best way to do this is to use this large loop electromagnetic survey, mm-hmm. which involves laying out on the ground physically a loop of a cable, mm-hmm. In a sort of square array, 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer. And this cable is energized and pumps electricity into the ground. And then we have a receiver which receives a signal which comes back from the rock. And I don't want to go into too much technicalities about mm-hmm. this, but from the results, from the received signals, you can pick up what they call conductors. And these conductors are generated by massive sulfide deposits. The idea is that we should be able to pinpoint fairly accurately where those massive sulfide deposits are in 3D. We have spent a lot of time over the summer working on a computerized three-dimensional model, which is a sort of model that you can get into the computer program and fly around inside it and to identify where you are in three dimensions. Once we've identified where those conductors are, we can target our drilling accordingly. So that's going to start, we hope, very soon. Mm-hmm. We've got a little bit more preparatory work to do because setting out this type of electromagnetic survey, the large loop survey, is quite expensive. It's approximately $9,000 per setup. And so you don't want to have too many of those and you don't want to get it wrong too many times. So what we're doing right now is doing ground magnetic surveys to at least get us into the right area so that we can set up our large loop EM survey mm-hmm. more accurately.
And will this large loop survey, will that help you identify future targets then?
Yeah, the idea is that once you've set the large loop up and you then run surveys, you run your receiver over mm-hmm. the area which is enclosed within the within the loop, and then you can pinpoint the massive sulfide conductive targets, and you should be able to pinpoint it exactly in three-dimensional space, and then you've got yourself a drilling target.
Okay, and what about the work you've done so far on identifying targets and some of the results you've seen? I know in the past you said it bears a lot of strong similarities to the Norilsk deposit in Russia. Does that keep on sort of presenting itself as the case the further you advance the project?
Yes, I think last spoke we've completed this three-dimensional model. And we can see what these intrusions look like. We can see the morphology of these intrusions, the shape of them. As the results came through, I was surprised at how similar the morphology of the intrusions are to those which one sees at Norilsk. So that's very encouraging. So over the last 2 years, I guess, we've had a continuous information coming back from our exploration and our research and our analyses, which keeps supporting these similarities with not only Norilsk, but other magma deposits around the world. So, you know, we are getting more and more encouraged by what we're finding. And you know, that's very much the reason why we've raised more money, and we are now determined to take it all the way.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Mike. Michael, if I can just come back to you, what is it that makes you so confident about the opportunity that you see in the Kalahari Suture Zone?
Well, we've been very methodical about our process. Mike and Hilary Gumbo, the original founders of the company, started off, acquired some licenses. You set things up with government, and you start from scratch. You can't map the area. There's no geology. It's all sand. So you've got to start with some geophysical techniques. You fine tune the area, and this is what we've been doing over the last 2 years, and it's culminated, as Mike said, in a three-dimensional geological model, see down to 400 meters or something as to what is going on. And so, yes, with a little bit more work on the geophysical side, we should be able to identify some really exciting drill targets. And this area is a huge area, the KZ. It's 450 kilometers long. We've been looking at the northern section, but if we were successful there, then yes, there's a lot of excitement, and with the money we got, there's a huge value added potential. Yeah.
Okay, great. And finally, Michael, you also mentioned in the RNS that some of the funds will be used to expand further exploration across the interest in the Kalahari Copper Belt. So what's happening there?
Well, as you know, the Kalahari Copper Belt sort of proved to be quite successful, and quite a few discoveries over the last period. We've got two mines, so it's an exciting area. Ground is quite tight because a lot of people have got involved, but we've got some interesting licenses there, and it would be a mistake not to invest a little bit of the money we got in developing those projects, because I think they're in an exciting area.
Okay. Oh, great. So both of you very excited about the future prospect then, now you've got the funds to back it.
Yeah, definitely. I hope you'll be hearing from us again.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's Michael Foster, the CEO of Kavango Resources, and the non-executive director, Mike Moles. Thank you both very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Good. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com, or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.